Any guy. Thank you. Moving on. That's a close one. Before we get to this whole live stream, let me start from the Eagle, sex education discussion. Then we spill into mine. this is how discussions about sex, not sex as in male or female, feminine and masculine type of sex, aka gender. No, not that. Sexual intercourse, like the activity. Well, in other countries, this is how that discussions go between parents and children. Mommy, what is sexual intercourse? And then other countries, by other countries, I mean Western, because the East is the East and the South, which is where we find ourselves. Oh, that one is the one that's coming after. The entire Western part, the entire Western world, this is how this discussions go. Mommy, what is sexual intercourse? And the parents like, honey, sexual intercourse is what happens when two people meet and they love each other and they decide to get married and they live happily ever after. Oh, mommy, thank you very much. That's so nice. Thanks, daddy.
Although he didn't say anything.
Thanks also, daddy. All right. Thank you very much. You're welcome. You remember, you can talk to us about anything. Go to school now. It's school time. Oh, that's a close one. In Africa, mommy, what is sexual intercourse? Where did you hear that? Huh? Who told you about that? Oh, yeah. If I catch you, I go mother. Now your father for heaven, you go meet. Really? I just want to know. You want to know what? What do you want to know? What do you want to know? And you know what they do after that? They'll be asking Google, what is sexual intercourse? And believe me, it's better. I know it's embarrassing, but believe me, it's better for you to explain to them what sexual intercourse is, because Google will explain everything in vivid and excruciating detail. You know, the detail that you didn't want them to see? Oh, they're going to see that. I think this is the part that a lot of Africans miss. A lot of African parents miss. It's either you sit your kids down and go through the pain of explaining to them, breaking all the cultural barriers, and explain to them what sexual intercourse is, or they are going to look it up over the internet. And believe me, the internet knows how to explain things in myriad ways, most of which, believe me, you would not approve. When I say believe me when I say believe me, let's leave it there for the sake of your sanity. It's too late for my sanity, but I'm just worried about your sanity at this point. Just for the sake of your sanity. So, the good doctor here with HD was here with HD was right. We have to, it's very uncomfortable. I can imagine. It's very uncomfortable. But we're gonna have to talk about it. Otherwise, if we don't teach it, the internet is going to teach it. And the internet knows how to teach it in ways that, believe me, not a single African parent would approve, in a way that the internet teaches one about, about sex. Nope. Now, if you're one of those parents that are like, well, you know what, I cannot do this. Yeah, relax. Google got you covered in a way that you're going to spend a lot of money to take that child for therapy. Money that you could have saved if you just set them in the sitting room and basically, went through the excruciating pain of having to explain to them. Well, because, here's one thing I like about, I actually recommend this conversation take place between parents and children. Because there are not a lot of internet websites that will explain the disadvantages of sex, now, you have to understand, this is where the
quote-unquote adult entertainment industry thrives on. It doesn't show the disadvantages of sex. You know, you are just having a good time and then you fall asleep. And then in reality, sex is very dangerous. Because you are just there having a good time. The next thing you know, honey, you know how everyone knows you as Lil Wayne? Here's the thing. That Lil Wayne nickname is going to disappear because you go be papa. You're welcome. And, it's either that or you find out that, some places are itching and then there are pimples developing and the next thing, you go to the hospital you got laid without protection again, didn't you? Because this looks syphilis. I know this. No way this can be syphilis. I mean, I'm a thug. I'm a GM, G-unit. That's the thing about syphilis. It doesn't really care if you are VVIP, syphilis don't catch you. It doesn't care. Oh no, but everyone respects me. No, gonorrhea doesn't. All you just have to do is have unprotected sex and gonorrhea will come in. Irrespective of whether you are VVIP or you have 100 bodyguards. Gonorrhea doesn't care really. Like, you can be a millionaire, you can be a most respected guy in society. Just have unprotected sex and gonorrhea will catch you. I know. That's one thing I like about natural laws. They don't really care about your status or how much money you have. All you just have to do is not respect them, and the consequences will come. You gotta love nature. And now, so, I know the way, you know, HD and the good doctor were talking about it in terms of cervical cancer, but now let's get back to my show for today. You see, my show for today is for, my topic for today is, is for people that think that, capitalism was put in mind to, for your advantage. Not really. Capitalism's priority is profit. Let me give you an example. In the year 1999 and 2000, specifically in the year 2000, because the reference that was used in the pushing of the idea in 2000, of the research that was done in 2000, in the country called a Czech Republic, they used a lot of reference from the year 1999. Now, this had something to do with a consumable product. Until the end of the story, I'm going to tell you the company name that, the company that conducted the research, the company that paid the company that conducted the research, and, the conclusion they reached, and, the consumable product that the research was based on, was conducted on. Moving on. So, in the year 2000, a company that produced a consumable product, this product is consumed here in Namibia too, like by a lot of people. This product, the government of the Czech Republic found out that this product was causing a lot of health issues. So they commissioned, they didn't commission a study. As you can imagine, the government of Czech Republic commissioned a study. In the health sector. And then they found out that this consumable product was causing a lot of health problems. Because it was causing a lot of health problems amongst the people of Czech Republic. And now, the Czech government, aka the public sector of Czech Republic was spending millions and millions of dollars to combat sort of like the health issues that was emanating from this consumable product. So the government proposed an idea. Yeah, they came up with an idea which was being, debated in parliament as you'd expect in any democratic society. So what they were doing was that, we have to ban the sales of this product in a lot of areas.
especially public areas. So they decided, you know what, they were going to, you know, so the government of the Czech Republic passed that law. So to try and call sort of like obviously that meant you know a loss to the company that was producing this product. The you know the, it will you know negatively impact its customer base. So they decided, you know what, they are going to conduct their own studies to sort of like prove to the government of Czech Republic that there is actually a bright side to there's actually a bright side. More like what this company was trying to prove was that to prove to the government of Czech Republic was that the good that was coming out of the people of Czech Republic consuming this product outweighed the bad, aka the ballooning, you know, health expenses on the side of the state. So to pull that off, this company that produced the product commissioned a financial, consulting firm to conduct the studies. So the consulting firm conducted the studies, and after that, they reached a conclusion that was, more like, butt licking on the side of the company that commissioned the study. And then, after going through the results of that study, the result of the study that was conducted by this financial consulting firm, this company that produced the consumable product, you can imagine, was very happy to take this result and then present it to the government. Now, it's actually hard to, it's hard to tell, what the government felt, what their response was, or whether or not they were going to accept this result. Because, before the whole thing could be sort of like deliberated on by this private company, multinational, mind you, and the government of Czech Republic, they found, that report, or more like the results of the analysis coming out of the private sector, aka the company that, produced these consumable products, the report was leaked to the media, and the company faced, and the government, both the company that conducted the research, the company that commissioned the research, subcontracted the company to conduct that research, and the government all faced international condemnation just because of just how disgusting the whole finding was. Now, enough riddles. Let's dive in. Oh dear. The time is 10 o'clock on 10 o'clock on the dot. The live stream starts at 11 o'clock, so I'm just gonna sit here and have a good time. Let's take a break, and on the other side, I'll start. Mentioning Nemus. This is something. This is something that's in public domain, and it's public knowledge. So I'm just gonna use it as an example to just show you why you should really, 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 really listen to your parents, and why you should really talk to your kids, and why you should really eat healthy. Please. More on that on the other side of the break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapubwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutete okoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. unonge shefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake nge shefa omarude tayo loka okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora estatu imwe mbali hea bi nola natu hea li bali no hea li ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
And welcome back. Now, we are going to take a listen to one audio that sort of like explain that in somewhat, you know, 50% detailed. Then I'll come in with, with the remaining 50% detail that is missing in that audio that you're about to listen to. Now, just tear the veil in between the whole consumable products. The company name is Philip Morris, the one that makes cigarettes. One of its biggest brands is Marlboro. The government of Czech Republic. The government of Czech Republic in 2000, looked at their ballooning health sector expenses and realized that, you know what, most of this, a large chunk of these expenses is coming from the effects of cigarette smoking. Both by cigarette smokers and secondhand smokers, because smokers at this point were smoking everywhere, including in public places like airports, bus stations, banks and all kinds of places. Now, upon realizing that, the government of Czech Republic came to a conclusion that, you know what, they have to come up with, with different measures to sort of like counter this, sort of like solve this problem, because it was really putting a strain on their, on their national budget. So one of the measures they decided to come up with was to ban the sale of cigarettes at public places like airports, banks, and bus stations. And well, Philip Morris obviously did not like that, because that was going to limit their access to their customers. So they decided to commission their own study by hiring a financial consulting firm called Arthur D. Little. This is a financial consulting firm that was hired by a multinational corporation, aka a bunch of guys with a lot of money, and told them, you know what, we need you to conduct a research for us that will help us convince the government of the of Czech Republic that cigarette smoking actually the advantage of cigarette smoking, at least the financial advantage of cigarette smoking, outweigh the disadvantages of the ballooning expenditure on the national on the national budget. Now, as you can imagine, this is a private company that was contracting another private company. This is a private company that produces that produces cigarettes. They still do, and then this private company with a lot of money and a lot at stake if this bill, this law was put in force. Now, and then it contracted a private company, a financial consulting firm, to produce a report that will help them save a lot of money by convincing the government of Czech Republic to reconsider its decision of banning cigarette smoking in public places in Czech Republic. What conclusion did you think they were going to reach? You think they are going to reach a conclusion that will disadvantage their client? Absolutely not. And then they reached one of the most absurd conclusion out of the scientific community that I've ever heard. And take a listen. so you can hear the conclusion for yourself. I'll put everything in comedic and, although the video, the video for me, the audio itself is a comedy show for me.
Grew tired of the heavy. In the year 2000, the government of the Czech Republic grew tired of the heavy medical bills caused by smoking and decided to do something about it. In a bid to discourage smoking in a country in which close to a third of the adult population smoked, the health ministry proposed a legislative piece that, if approved, would officially ban the sale of tobacco in bus stops, tram stations, post offices, banks, gas stations, restaurants, hotels, and courtrooms, among others, as well as the prohibition of smoking in public places and selling of tobacco to teenagers. The intent behind these drastic measures was lowering the burdensome medical costs associated with health problems caused by heavy smoking, which was estimated at 15 billion Czech koronas, or around $400 million unadjusted for inflation for the year 2000. Naturally.
Czech is the name of the country, Czech Republic. Corona without the virus, that's the name of the currency of Czech Republic. Like Namibia, Namibian dollar. Czech, corona. No one is checking for any COVID-19. It's a Czech Republic, the currency is corona. And corona is Latin for crown, not virus. The word corona is basically given to the virus because the thing looks like a crown, according to those that have seen it under a microscope. So, moving on.
This was bad news for smokers, but it was really bad news for tobacco manufacturers operating in the country, namely the venerable Philip Morris International, which controlled some 80% of the local tobacco market at the time, mainly through its infamous brand Marlboro. Philip Morris was working overtime to persuade the Czech government to back down on its crackdown on the industry before it's too late, and to do so, they hired financial consulting firm Arthur D. Little on a mission to produce a totally honest, wink wink, completely objective, wink wink, and entirely devoid of any conflicts.
Yeah, and the homeboy is right. Who is this? Philip Morris wanted a financial consulting firm to conduct a financial research that will produce a report that will help Philip Morris convince the government of Czech Republic that the advantages of cigarette smoking outweighs the disadvantages that the country was facing with their health ministry. You know what's one sad thing about that? Philip Morris was looking for only strictly from a financial advantage standpoint. Just financial. The people that were dying and the effect that was that the death of these people was causing on the loved ones that were left behind, they didn't care about that. And I'm not accusing them of that. I will explain. Actually, Arthur D. Little, I mean, their financial consulting firm, a very diabolical one at that, because of the research that came out of it, because of the report that came out of this research. Oh, yeah, stay tuned. If you really think, you know what, it makes you, it's capitalism, well, they care, but no. Capitalism is something, how do I put this? Capitalism is something that was designed to make profit, not make you healthy. No. It's the same reason why every health professional under the sun will tell you, breastfeed your kids. If you think something coming out of a factory is more healthier than breast milk, you are one damn educated fool. Huh, those are two weird words to combine, educated fool. But we have a lot of those walking around. Moving on.
...of interest, wink wink, study showcasing the fiscal benefits the government would lose in exchange for reducing its medical... fiscal benefits...
Now, what were the requirements of this, the requirements of this report? A totally honest report, a completely objective report, and entirely devoid of any and all conflict of interest. You have got to be kidding me. That's like hiring a lawyer And this is one thing that I'm, you know, this is one thing that I'm seeing on social media about just how much anger is coming from the general public towards what the lawyers in court are saying with regards to this bail hearing. A lot of people, no, this guy is lying. I'm like, dude, a lawyer is literally paid to defend the idiot. What, you want him to walk there and say, you know what, my client is guilty. Well, he's going to cancel the check, you moron. So the best thing he's going to do is just, well, he's, how do I put this? A lawyer is someone who is paid to be on your side. They are not on your side because they believe you are on your side because of the evidence you presented them with. No, they are on your side because you literally paid them to be on your side. That's one thing people always forget about lawyers. No, but he's not being honest. He's not there to be honest. Honesty is not what evidence is saying. To a lawyer, honesty is what the numbers on a check are saying. Not what the evidence coming out the prosecution or the witness is saying. No, that's not honesty. That's honesty. Okay, that was honesty before he was paid. After he was paid, you know, the definition of honesty changes from what the evidence presents to what the check says. Boy, do I love my job. Because I have, you know, I get to bust a few bubbles here and there, but, oh yeah, let's go. It's the same here. Well, Arthur D. Little is a file, or, you know, I'm not sure if they're still in operation. It's a financial consulting firm that was consulted to produce a report that was, intended to benefit their client. They could have consulted a research, if the government of Czech Republic asked them to consult a research, you can bet they could have conducted a research that benefits the more like that's in line with the in line with the point of view of the government of Czech Republic. But this was a research that was required by a private company that had millions of dollars to lose. If the bill that was produced by that was proposed by the government of Czech Republic was to go through, in other words, Philip Morris through Marlboro would lose millions, if not billions, of dollars. So, as a client, Arthur D. Little understood that. They always say, "Know your customer." Arthur D. Little understood that. Understood the need of their client. Their clients wanted to keep selling cigarettes in Czech Republic. So they decided to produce a report that speaks to that need. And they produced the report, all right.
Entirely devoid of any conflicts of interest, wink wink, study showcasing the fiscal benefits the government would lose in exchange for reducing its medical expenditure. Based on data from the previous year, the 100% legitimate report produced the following. Against the 15 billion...
The 100% legitimate report, wink, wink.
...coronas or $400 million in medical bills spent on smoking-related illnesses, the Czech government received 20 billion coronas in taxes from tobacco vendors, or about $520 million.
Now, here's the problem. Here's why I always say the problem here is not capitalism. Capitalism is not the problem. It's the way that we understand capitalism is the one that's twisted. Thinking that capitalism is here to save me and my health and all that, you don't understand capitalism. Capitalism is here to feed shareholders with profit at your expenses. The rest is history. According to the report, which was based on the data from the previous year, this report was conducted in 2000. That means the report was based on was from the year 1999. Now, Amatuke, step aside. Here's the thing. The first thing the report pointed out was trying to convince the government that, look, well, while it is true that this country is spending millions of dollars, while it's true that in the year 1999, this country spent millions of dollars on healthcare, trying to treat cigarette smoking, whether it's directly or secondhand smoking type of problems in the health sector. Here's the thing. There is an advantage here. While though that's an advantage, look on the bright side. Basically, that's what they were saying. Look on the bright side. You got $520 million in taxes from cigarette sales. That's a bright side, right? For the love of God, these guys didn't even care that people died. All they cared about was, hey, we are contributing via taxes. I mean, we contributed $520 million. Sure, people died here and there from lung cancer, but just look on the bright here, Honorable Prime Minister. And oh, by the way, the Prime Minister himself was a smoker. And I'll walk you through what he said. It's just some of those chilling reminder again of... The statement their Prime Minister made was just shows what a proponent of capitalism he was. Still alive, right? What the heck? Moving on.
And argue that this was plenty to tend to the sick and bury the dead with cash to spare. And as such, any radical restrictions on tobacco consumption would bring more harm than good to the government's finances. Furthermore, the accurate and unbiased report also revealed another...
The accurate and unbiased report, wink wink, also revealed.
Happy accident. In the previous year, just over a billion coronas, or about $30 million worth of retirement pensions, were not paid, as the beneficiaries, 22,000 people, died as a result of smoking by the end of the year, sparing the government further expenses.
The previous year, this is still the report going on. The previous year, that's the year of 1999, according to the report, one of the bright side that the government of the government of Czech Republic was asked to look on the bright side was that, Honorable Prime Minister, look at it this way. Just in 1999, 22,000 people died from cigarette smoking related sicknesses. So that saved you millions of dollars in pensions because these people died before they could reach their pension age where they could claim this pension. So, since they died, that saved you a lot of money. That's another bright side to look at. Jesus. Eat healthy. Eat healthy. The only one that cares about you and your health is you. If you outsource that responsibility, don't blame anyone for what happens to you. You're welcome. What will you do without my honest opinions on things? Nonsense.
Meaning that in addition to these significant tax benefits, the government also won't be stuck paying retirement pensions for very long, as not many smokers would live much longer past retirement, and with any luck, some might even die before said retirement. So, in simple math terms, tax money received from tobacco sales plus pension money that would have been paid if the recipients were still breathing, minus the medical expenditure on tobacco-related health issues, is a net positive of plus 6 billion coronas, or $150 million, if the health ministry shuts its gob and allows tobacco consumption to go unopposed.
In other words, if you just shut up, honorable government, and let us do what we do best, what's going to happen is every year, you will be saved millions of dollars. You'll be making millions of dollars from the tax revenue you'll be collecting from our sales. We are going to be dodging most of it, but if you catch us and you collect some of it, well, you're going to be making money that will be your source of revenue. Number two, a lot of people will be dying before they reach retirement age, so that will save you a lot of money. And a lot of people that will be having these sicknesses will be going to the hospital, and pay all these medical bills, therefore making your economy run because they will be spending money. What the actual F is going on with these guys? Until you realize money is only a thing they care about. You, on the other hand, the consumer of the product, from the look of things, looking at it from this report, They don't care. That's now you understand why it generated a lot of public anger when this report was released. Leaked, actually, to the media of Czech Republic.
Philip Morris could hardly contain their excitement once they got their hands on the report and immediately distributed it to members of the Czech Parliament in the summer of 2001. But before they finished undoing their trousers, the report got leaked to international press, which came to the shocking conclusion that the results were largely fabricated and intentionally overlooked crucial factors, such as the significant loss in productivity and expertise in the workforce, lower consumption rates as more people died prematurely, and last but by no means least, the emotional and mental toll that these deaths take on the hearts of...
Yeah. While they were all focused on, you know what, while these guys were focused on telling the government of Czech Republic to just, slide everything under the rug because, they had more to benefit from than they were losing in terms of money. Well, you will save a lot of money when people die before they reach retirement age, which is gonna happen. Well, it happens. It happens. And then, this is also going to help you a lot, with the tax that you'll be collecting, from our sales and stuff. All this, but what they forgot to, what the research did not look at, and that was on purpose, was just, the lack of productivity people had. If you lose your loved one, that affects your productivity. That is another way that this, that cigarette smoking was impacting the economy of Czech Republic. And then the emotional toll that was, that the loss of a loved one was taking on the people that were being left behind also, of course, cascaded and started impacting their productivity and also their mental health. They didn't care about that. All they cared about was, are we making money or not? And only just have to, just focus on the money that we are making and the money that we are sharing with you. You know, forget, people die after all. We are all gonna die. Why not just, just ignore that and focus on the right side. The money we're making, Baba. Dollar billion.
Of their loved ones. These extra costs elevate losses caused by tobacco deaths far beyond any fiscal benefits it may provide. The event was nothing short of a scandal for Philip Morris International, which apologized to the Czech government and parliament through its then vice CEO Stephen Parrish, admitting that the study was a terrible mistake. Thank you.
Yep. Only after they were caught, that's when they were like, this whole study thing was... Now, if you ask me, there was no study. There was no study. They just went to Arthur Dililu. Then they asked them, if you ask me, Philip Morris wrote all that stuff, went to Arthur Dililu and told them, we just need your logo here and your signature here and a short list of your experts here, the name of your experts here so that we can present to this officials that we conducted the research because, bottom line is we don't want to lose our market. Now, when you look at it from that point, whether you are a cigarette smoker, whether you do vaping or whatever it is that you do, or you're one of those people, I know it's very easy to just look at everything from a cigarette smoking standpoint. This goes to everything, really, everything processed. Everything processed. If it's coming out of a factory, and it has a the list of ingredients is longer than the Book of Psalms. The question is, should you be eating that? But no, I know it's very easy for us to look at the hubly users, cigarette smokers, but addiction comes in many forms, most of which we don't even want to acknowledge that they're addictions. Nope. But hey, you gotta leave a little, but also, you gotta die a little. What you do with that information is up to you. Now, what did the Prime Minister say? Well, this is where I now come in, un momento, s'il vous plaît. I just wanna read Homeboy's words. Yeah, the LA Times. Wasso! Philip Morris Engers checks with a tobacco toll report. Now, this is where I come in with my infinite wisdom. But before that, let's take a break.
Unlock your future with Goldstone Software Engineering Institute. 2025 intake for June, July is open for certificate and diploma in information technology, software engineering, human resources management, business administration, and various short courses such as AutoCAD, computer literacy skills, A+, and PC technician, etc. Goldstone Software Engineering Institute's courses are fully accredited by NQA, and courses are very affordable. Goldstone Software Engineering, equipped with modern facilities, and courses are offered by qualified professionals. Funding is available from NSFAF and local banks. For entry requirements and to apply, go to our website www.goldstone.com.na or email admission@goldstone.com.na. For more information, call Aneria at 081-6576-365 or Aaron at 081-6354-851 or 061-234186.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipuranenge no wapungwa eva tere uliko ni maundu tuto ingi.
30 minutes left to the hour of 11, or 30 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until the hour of 11. Today I have my show. Ooh, thank heavens. So, where are we? After the research was leaked, oh dear, now what? After the research was leaked, after the report was leaked, LA Times, aka Los Angeles Times, wrote the following article that sort of like summarizes the whole scandal. Again, put in mind that, after Do Little, Arthur D, not Do, he, Do Little, Arthur D Little, this is just a company that offers a service of producing a research to any company that wants to do a research. Take, for example, Eagle FM wants to know, how many people in Angola, speaks English because they want to establish a radio station there. They will obviously go to Angola and then, have to go to Angola and then hire a company that does a research in that line of work. One that offers a service of research in trying to figure out how many people, more like the demography of people that consume what specific product or what specific source of media. Easy. So companies that offer services like other D-Little, they're everywhere. We even have them here in Namibia. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that, sometimes the research they produce can be on the line of the guys that's signing the check. Kind like a lawyer, you know. Homeboy is guilty as heck, but you are there like, my lord. Well, before he paid me, I would have told you that, this idiot here is as guilty as they come. But, well, it turns out homeboy is loaded. So, he paid me to tell you that, he's innocent. He didn't do anything. He did not do it. I know what the evidence suggests, but he did not do it. So, LA Times, Philip Morris Angus checks with tobacco toll report. And this article was based on the report that I just, Philip Morris commissioned and conducted by Arthur Dillittle. So, Warsaw, that's the capital city of Czech Republic. Czech Prime Minister Miloš Zeman. I'll just avoid names at this point. A heavy smoker who was the prime minister at the time. Their prime minister was a heavy smoker at the time and once defended his habit by arguing, that it helps his country's finance. I know. He's quoted in the articles as saying, as a smoker, I support the state budget because in the Czech Republic, we pay tax on tobacco. Also, smokers die sooner. And the state does not need to look after them in their old age. Now, before you start making fun of the guy, actually, I'm already doing that. He was right. This is scientifically proven. Not all of them, but most of them die sooner. Man, this prime minister was being brutally honest here. I know homeboy was basically defending the check he was given by Philip Morris, but man, no one likes to face this type of reality. I mean, that coming from a prime minister is actually gold. Yeah, and then, it somehow was okay, even darkly humorous when the prime minister made such a defense, according to the article, on his own behalf. But Philip Morris, the world's largest cigarette maker, recently, this is from 2001, put that in mind, recently made a mistake, of distributing a report in the Czech Republic that made those same arguments, opening itself to ferocious criticism from Czech media and U.S. anti-smoking groups. Now, in its most provocative calculations, now, this is my favorite part. These are mathematical calculations, not human life loss calculations. Who cares about that when you're making money? I love... today is Friday. This is one of the darkest shows I've ever had, but, well, I love my show. Now, in its most provocative calculations, the report said that by dying early, smokers saved the Czech government $30 million in 1999 because of reduced cost of healthcare. Now, pension, housing for healthcare, pension and housing for the elderly. In other words, by smokers dying early, that's a money saving strategy, don't you think? Someone reached that conclusion thanks to this economic system called capitalism. I love capitalism. Because we just get to toss human life aside and focus on how much money we are saving. That's the report. Now, these indirect positive effects, according to the report, of smoking on public finances, the goal here is finance, people, not your health, finance. Now, make I start over again. The indirect positive effects of smoking on public finance, just put in mind here, the focus is finance, you know, eyes on the money. Oh no, but people are dying. You see, that's the problem. You are looking at it from the wrong direction. You are looking at it from the direction of how much money we are making and saving when people, you know, die. You gotta love capitalism. Now, this indirect positive effects, in quotation marks, according to the report, of smoking on public finances helped ease the much higher cost of smoking, according to the report, which Philip Morris used in a lobbying effort, that's another way of saying bribing effort, to influence Czech politicians and officials. In 1999, those costs included 296 million in additional health care for smokers and 29.6 million in additional health care for people sickened by secondhand smoke, the report pointed out. So the report knew the problem that, you know, the problem that smoking was causing in the country, because they were doing the meth. In 1999, the government spent 296 million in additional health care for smokers and 29.6 million to secondhand smokers, aka mostly relatives and friends of these smokers that are inhaling, you know, that are indirectly inhaling these byproducts of, byproducts of cigarettes. If you're a smoker, just get the report. This is not on me. I'm just cooking you. You're welcome. So, the report accepted the figure of 22,000 deaths due to tobacco smoking in the Czech Republic in 1999. They're basically saying, well, yeah, we know last year, 22,000 people died. Not 22,000 people died overall. Now, more people died, but this 22,000 died because of directly cigarette smoking or indirectly, aka secondhand cigarette smoking. We are aware of that, but Minister, focus here. The money! We are making money! Focus on the money! Jeez! Politicians are brutal! But anyway. Moving on. The commentary in one of the, in one of the leading Czech Republic newspapers called the report monstrous, and they were right, and extremely nasty. Again! Right! Adding that, in the United States, they would not dare say something like that, even under the blanket. Huh. That doesn't come out clean, you know, very clean in my head, but anyway. The Czech Republic is indeed a happy hunting ground for ruthless predators such as, this is the LA Times quoting one of the newspapers, the leading newspapers in Czech Republic. This was in 2001. The Czech Republic is indeed a happy hunting ground for ruthless predators such as Philip Morris, the commentary added. When in the 90s, it looked like a number of smokers might decline, they calmly focused on children. They convinced them that he who smokes is cool. And now Philip Morris went even further and went too far. Wow. Now, why in the 90s? Why in the 90s? It's because in the 1950s, a lot of scientific research, overwhelming basically, they couldn't stamp it down. You know, in the 1950s, a lot of research, was coming out, pointing to, lung cancer to cigarette smoking. And Big Tobacco basically, stopped competing amongst each other. So they decided to come together and they formed what is now today known as Big Tobacco. And then, the lobbying group of Big Tobacco, you know, was too big, especially in financial terms, to the point where it didn't, you know, the government was not able, the American government was not able to take them to court until 1994 or 1995. So that's one of the biggest ruling that actually led to a lot of labels, you know, a lot of labels that we see on cigarettes, you know, on cigarette smoking packages right now. So a lot of people came, you know, were made aware that cigarette smoking may be cool. It has its advantages, but like everything else, it has a lot of disadvantages. Take alcohol, for example. Very easy. You can get drunk, go out there and chill, behave like an idiot, but you can also cause a car accident if you drink and drive. Man, I love my life. Anyway, it was just made, apparent that cigarette smoking is not all advantageous as it was advertised. Like everything else, it has disadvantages. And one of those disadvantages is lung cancer. Ouch. Moving on. So, cool, right? I know. Call it cool and all that. So, where's that now? Philip Morris commissioned the report by the consulting firm Arthur D. Little International, then distributed the report to Czech officials, like I pointed out earlier, and to sort of like dissuade them into, not passing the bill that would see the banning of the sales of these products in public places. Not overall ban. I don't even know why they were freaking out. The report said that when the impact on the government finance of all smoking related costs savings and tax revenues were added together, the result showed a net positive. In other words, the advantages outweighed the disadvantages. The value in money outweighs the people that are dying. Jesus, that's one brutal conclusion. You know, just focus on the money here is what we are doing. You know, like a lawyer in court. You may know that your client is guilty as heck, but hey, mind you, they paid you to tell the judge and everyone that they are not guilty. You know, focus on the money. Focus on the money. So, the report said that when the impact on government finances of all smoking related costs, saving and tax revenues were added together, the results showed a net positive effect of in 99 of 151 million. You know, 22,000 people died. You see, that's where you're missing the point. We are aware that 22,000 people died, but we made $151 million. Hey, wifey.
Oh, my drink. Why do you always pause when I come in? You pause.
I'm just admiring and absorbing the beauty.
I mean, you should be used, like, to me by now.
Nah. I don't want to get used to it.
Oh.
Yeah. Just going to keep admiring.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good. So on my way, I got in a cab and our radio, you were on.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, oh, you listened to our radio. And then the driver was like, yes, it's my favorite radio station.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. So I told him I'm definitely going to send a shout out to you on air, you know. He said hi to you as well.
Hey, shout out, man.
Yeah, his name is Erastus. Yeah, so shout out to you, Erastus.
Yeah, shout out to Erastus.
Yeah, so he's listening to us right now.
Yeah, shout out to Erastus. And if you are carrying passengers, that are smoking, tell them I apologize for cooking them.
I actually heard that part. I was like, okay, smokers don't live longer.
This report was a very painful conclusion of basically just how capitalism operates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the priority is profit, not the person that's not the health of the person that's consuming the product.
Yeah,
yeah, and when you look at it, I think because you know, I think obviously, you know, when this report came out, when the report was leaked to the media, both the Czech government, especially the, you know, the executives of Philip Morris that are based in Czech Republic, mm-hmm. decided to come out with a, with a public apology. Now, that just goes to show, at least me, that, they only came out to apologize, about the conclusion that they reached, because, nowhere in their report did they mention about the human cost. Yeah, the cost in human life of this product. They were just focusing on, focus on the money that we are making.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's why they faced most of the criticism. Yeah. Like, so 22,000 people died and you guys are just saying, well, just focus on the bright side. Well, 22,000 people died, but we made a lot of money in taxing this product. And also, well, a lot of people died sooner. So, well, cuts the cost of the expenses we have to spend on these people on healthcare and healthcare retirement and and old age, old age homes.
Mm. Like,
what?
Dollar
billion. Think money, Prime Minister. Think money. Forget people that are dying. We're talking about money.
But with this tobacco discussion, I've realized that it's very tricky. Because I personally asked a smoker, right? Like badly coughing, and it's not the cough that just comes and goes. No. It's a cough that I observed that it was there for months and months, and then she had a son.
Ouch.
Who was born with asthma, right? So my question was, okay, you've been smoking this thing for so long and it has given you this effect where you are having a cough that is not ending.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave birth to a child that has asthma.
Oh, yeah, that could have been one of the contributing factors.
Yes. And my question was, do you have any plans of, at some point in your life,
reducing or stopping?
Not even reducing, like completely stopping.
Like the use of this thing.
Yes. And the answer is like, no, I'm not going to stop. I've been smoking for 22 years. Why am I going to stop? And that was just like shocking to me.
Why did it shock you?
Yeah, I was like,
my love, let me give you an example.
So it's a tricky thing.
One question, which is why I'm saying, let me give you an example.
Yeah.
When last did you run into someone who was drunk and you told them they were drunk and they said, yes, I am drunk? Nope. Been there, done
Nobody.
That.
Nobody.
I'll just show up at home, wasted. My roommate was like, oh, no, just go to bed. I think you're drunk. Me? Drunk? Nah.
Oh, no.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
So, I think, before a smoker starts, waiting for me at the gate, I really looked at this report and went like, this report sounds like, the same thing that I keep hearing from lawyers. A lawyer cannot, the client is guilty as heck. Mm-hmm. But they'll be there like, no, Your Honor, we know the victim here really deserves some justice. What they went through is, is very inhuman.
Mm-hmm.
But Your Honor, my client didn't do it.
Yeah, it's their job.
And you are saying that. You are only saying that because you were paid to say that. In other words, I think that's the very sad part about our justice system. Mm. The truth then becomes what the check is defining as the truth. Yeah. So in other words, before I commit a crime, before mm-hmm. I commit a crime, you could be on your way, you know, you could be on your way to work and reading a newspaper about a crime that I committed. And you are just, you are a professional lawyer. You're just going through this and going like, according from my, you know, 15 years of, 15 years of being in this professional, of being in this profession, I think this guy is guilty. And then I come to your law firm, pay you a behind load of money to represent me. You are the very same person that will be in court saying, nah. My lord, when these events took place, my client was with me. We were chilling together this whole weekend. Actually there's CCTV in my house. We could show you. We're chilling together. You know, you just take some money, pay a bunch of guys with AI to doctor the whole video, look like we're just chilling together. And So the reason why you are standing on the side of this person is not because you genuinely believe they are innocent. Mm-hmm. It's because they literally paid you to believe they are innocent.
Yeah.
Yep. In other words, you are not important. Money is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, money is important.
Money is more important than you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So next time that's why I keep saying that when it comes to things like a court case like the ongoing bail hearing, for example, mm-hmm. what I like to do is I just like to sit through the whole thing. Partially sit through the whole thing. And then at the end, when a judgment is made, that's when I like to get me a hard copy document. Mm-hmm. Yeah, either a soft copy or hard copy document. Because, in judgment, you know, the judgment, the reason why it takes, more than an hour, because it's judgment, a lot of people just think, you know what, just they show up at court and say, well, this side won, congratulations, you're guilty or you're not guilty. No. They have to go through everything. They are going through, okay, lawyer who was defending this suspect said this and this and this, and these are the laws he cited. Mm-hmm. This lawyer who was defending this suspect said this and this and this, and according to him, he was citing this law. But as the judge now, I have done the analysis by comparing what was said to the laws that were cited, and this is the conclusion I reached.
Mm-hmm.
So,
today is the 18th of July, by the way.
Yeah. Payday have for we some. Had,
I'm not talking about money. You like
I'm
money.
Talk, well, Philip Morris and I.
Talking about money. remember Edgar Lungu?
The late Zambian president.
Yes. I think today we are supposed to hear something. Today is the 18th of July.
Were they still debating about where to bury him?
Yes, because what happened was that the Attorney General for Zambia filed in the South African court, you know, to request for the halt of the burial, which was supposed to take place that particular day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you remember what happened. And so the court postponed the matter to the 18th of July for both parties to, you know, submit their things. You know, I don't know those law words that you guys use, but yeah. So today we are supposed to hear something. There should be an outcome today.
I'm sure we're going to hear what's the final decision. Let homeboy rest at this point.
I mean, the drama.
Yeah.
The drama, though, and after South Africa, passed on.
Zambia.
And then there were stories that also rose after the court case issue that he was admitted in the hospital with a Zimbabwean passport. He was a Zimbabwean national. Maybe that's why the family was now, you know, adamant in burying him in South Africa because they didn't want this thing to come out about the nationality. Oh my God. Yo, it's a lot. So I'm really, I really want to hear what the court is going to decide today.
He was the president of the country. You're only worried about his nationality now?
Apparently, when he went for medical attention in South Africa, he went with a Zimbabwean passport. So he posed as a Zimbabwean national.
Okay, that would be very tricky to pull off. That would be easy to pull off if you are Helmut. But if you are the president of a sovereign nation.
A former president. It also just doesn't make sense. So.
Nah.
I don't know. Your drama.
Family drama. And as you can imagine, the next war is going to start on, over who takes what.
Yeah.
You gotta love family drama. But hey, every family has that.
Yeah, no, every family, but every I feel like other drama. Families is just...
I feel like the more loaded your family is, the more the drama is. But if your family is as broke, sorry guys, as mine, then...
And not known.
Not
in the limelight.
No, and yeah, not in the limelight. Yeah, and I feel like I like that, even though my line of work is like, yeah, no, you're going out there. A lot of people that listen to my show that I run into, they're like, do you even have social media? I'm like, well, yeah, I do. Believe me, I try. I try. But for some reason, social media, I like social media. And also, one thing is, I also like sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
I want my show to be sponsored, but one thing I don't like about sponsors is the red tapes that comes with it.
Hmm.
Yeah, because sitting here, I know that right now, I can make fun of anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like literally anyone.
And then if you have to get a sponsor, then you should.
Then
not
they come like, yeah,
line.
No, this one's, no, you can't, because, well, like, that's basically what, and it's very painful that coming to that realization, because a lot of Western media right now, was that last week, when over 100, I think it was over 100 BBC journalists signed a letter calling for the resignation of their chief editor. Because
he was gatekeeping a lot of things.
He was, every time that they want to report on Palestine, he just kicks everything out, or they're heavily edited to show more of a pro-Israeli narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see that, you have a lot of journalists at BBC that are, that are just going through the pain of, they really want to do their job as professional as possible, but the editor is just, sending everything, through the window. Yeah, that takes a toll on your moral compass, because they're like, well, I want to do my job. I love my job, but I can't do it in the best way that I want to, because, well, my livelihood depends on it.
Mm-hmm. I've actually had a lot of those stories. I've attended a few gatherings with the media, journalists to be specific. And these are the issues that they bring up a lot.
Yeah.
If there could be regulations in terms of when a journalist works on a story and they hand a story to their editor, the editor shouldn't really change the story, because nobody holds editors accountable. They just gatekeep whatever they think needs to be gatekept, and it's unfair,
Yeah, and, this over 100 journalists from BBC that signed this letter, they all signed that letter in anonymity.
Yeah.
So, if you look at, for those of us that have been following geopolitics, you see that, an attack on a country that's not friendly to their sponsors is labeled as an attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's labeled as self-defense. Yeah, if you look at Israel, if you look at Israel and Iran, for example, Israel launched the first the first missiles, but as soon as Iran responded, then Iran became the aggressor in all their media, in all their media framing.
Mm-hmm.
That for me goes to show that media narrative is heavily influenced by the financial sponsors of these guys, because a lot of a lot of sponsors, a lot of sponsors of these guys also, you know, also been, you know, also have shares in weapons manufacturing. Yeah. And so those weapons that are used basically is making them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, using blood money. Yeah. So, dear smokers, today was your day. Thank you very much. I know that was Philip Morris and the government of Czech Republic. That's not on me. Yeah, and the Arthur D. Little report. And according to the live stream indicates that it will start, you know, it should have started at 11 o'clock on the dot, but you have to put in mind that sometimes they are delayed. Like one of the delay they pointed out in, you know, they pointed out in, and I think it was a day or two ago, was that the suspects arrived late at the magistrate court. So, every time that you see that it's not starting on time, there are some delays. But as soon as the live, you know, as soon as the live stream comes online, or more like goes live, we'll surely connect you to them. Until then, you are, you know, taking over is Team Sizuma Salicho with you know, with France Sinengela and Voma Sweetheart.
Lipurane ngeno wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarude kayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijabwe ili nawa ninge